Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five!
Post-traumatic stress disorder happens when some memory of a past traumatic event, like war or sexual assault, causes recurrent mental and physical distress.
We treat so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job with.
Our forefathers weren't the pilgrims. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. The rock was landed on us.
You're listening to True Information with Marquis Davis and Grown Ass Man.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new edition of True Information. I am your host, Marquis Davis, here with...
Grown A Man. The A is silent. It's not short, though. What's up to your mama about me?
Okay, it's just short, not silent.
Yeah, it's shortened.
Okay, so
it's
you know
for the critics, I guess.
That'll work. So you know, to the listeners out there who listen to True Information religiously, pretty much, we took a week off last week. We have some issues going on, and that's why we're going to this show today. Okay, This show today is about PTSD.
Hold on, man. So okay, you know, in the grand scheme of things, how we usually do stuff, if we're gonna introduce something to the folks, We gotta tell them what it is, man.
Okay,
we gotta tell them what it is. So I already have pulled up this nice handy dandy. You can do it too. It's called Google.
Oh wow, people can use that.
People can use it. They can even use it on these small devices they call cell phones.
Oh.
And computers. Novel concept. I know.
Yeah, haven't seen that before.
So check this out. While you're scrolling through Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and even now TikTok, you can go head over to Google and Google the word or the phrase PTSD.
Or go to Go Duck.
What?
Go Duck.
Go Duck. Okay. Go Duck. All right. I've never heard that, but all right. PTSD is an acronym that stands for post-traumatic stress disorder. It is a noun. It is a medical term, which is the definition directly out of the Oxford Language Dictionary. Oh. Is Oxford, buddy.
I know.
A condition of persistent mental and emotional stress occurring as a result of injury or severe psychological shock, typically involving disturbances of sleep and constant vivid recall of the experience with dulled responses to others and the outside world.
Okay.
What's that in layman's terms, buddy?
Well, you know, in layman terms, it's pretty much something that is triggered by a terrifying event. I'm getting this from the mayoclinic.org, okay? So, you know, again, I used the Google A, and I found, you know, some symptoms of PTSD. And in the layman's term, it's a condition, a mental health condition. It's an unseen wound that is triggered by a terrifying event, either experiencing it or witnessing it. All right, symptoms may include flashbacks, nightmares, and severe anxiety, as well as uncontrollable thoughts about the event. It also says that most people who go through traumatic events may have temporary difficulty adjusting and coping, but with time and good self-care, they usually get better. Now, that's the part I want to hit on right there. Temporary difficulty adjusting and coping. All right, so let's start right there. Let's start there, okay? So, you know, a lot of the things that we've went through or experienced in the military, if you are a combat veteran, even some non-combat veterans have experienced things that can relate to PTSD, because PTSD is not just a military disease or military issue. Let's get that out of the way
correct.
First. Now, when it says, you know, coping and difficulty adjusting, you know, difficulty adjusting and coping, that's not like, you know, you having, you know, you can't go to a mall because it's too crowded. You know, I mean, yeah, it is in a way, but it's that can be managed, you know, and like with every type of disease or condition, it can be managed if you do the proper good self-care and have the time. And that's the thing that I'll tell you from my own personal experience. I always felt as though, yeah, the VA rated me, you know, a lot with PTSD. Okay, cool. You know, but I can deal with it. I can handle it. I'm damn Sergeant Davis. I got this. You know what I'm saying? And in reality, no. No. And, you know, I like to be transparent, and that's what happened last week. I got into an issue, and I kind of buzzed out. I zoned out. I snapped. I lost it. I mean, whatever terms you want to use, you know, because PTSD, the symptoms are intrusive memories, avoidance, negative changes in thinking and mood. See, that's a key one right there. Negative changes in thinking and mood. I was creating scenarios in my mind that had no basis in reality. All right, and everybody knows, you know, I'm either a really calm guy or I'm a 0 to 100 kind of person, you know, and that's also
bottom. Now we're here.
That's also a symptom of PTSD, feeling emotionally numb. My wife always tells me, you know, you don't show any compassion. I'm like, how? I'm trying to. Difficulty maintaining close relationships. I barely talk to people. Man, I got friends from years ago that I'll talk to maybe once every two or three, you know, full moons.
yeah, about the 2 month stretch. Yeah,
you know, feeling detached from family and friends, and this is the negative changes in thinking and mood. All right, changes in physical and emotional reactions, being easily startled or frightened, always being on guard, self-destructive behavior, trouble sleeping, trouble concentrating, irritability, angry outbursts, or aggressive behavior, overwhelming guilt or shame. And I'm telling you, if you have PTSD, you have felt this. You have.
And if you're listening to this right now, you're saying, well, I might be feeling that. Honestly, you might. Because once again, like Marquis said, this is not just, and this is for the listeners who aren't military, this is not just military. This is any post-traumatic stress disorder. It's a traumatic event that affects your life, whatever that might be. If you feel it's traumatic, it's traumatic to you. Don't let anyone else say that it's not traumatic because this really, no, screw that.
Man, it could be traumatic to you. It could be a sexual assault. It could be something from you getting like beat as a child, you know.
Child abuse, sexual assault, murder,
neglect.
If you witness someone die, yo, that's it. And if I can real quick, I'm gonna come in because some of y'all might not really have heard of PTSD. So the other phrases it goes by, battle fatigue. Mm. Shell shock.
Mm-hmm.
Around 7 to 8% of the Americans experience. I'm sorry, 7 to 8% of the persons in America experience PTSD during their lifetime. I don't know why I read that one, but oh well. Soldier's heart. I haven't heard. Have you heard that one before?
I've never heard of soldier's heart.
Okay, I've heard of. Oh, the 1,000-yard stare.
That one, the stare, yeah.
Yeah, the stare. When the person, and it started in World War One, and I think it was World War One, and when people came back from World War One, and they would sit or just be there, and they would look like they're staring off into the rest of existence.
You know how and someone kind of, stares into someone's soul, how you're just staring at them, but you're not looking at them, you're looking through them?
Through them. Yeah, combat neurosis.
I've heard of that one.
Yeah, combat neurosis was in Vietnam. Let's see. All right, let's get a little down in it. What are some names that you heard people we know call it?
I don't know. Tell me.
Fucked up. Sorry. Excuse my language.
Oh, I'm taken aback. I'm gasping for air. I'm clutching my pearl. But that's true. That's what it is.
He ain't right no more.
Oh, yeah. His mind ain't there.
His mind ain't there no more.
Something wrong with that boy.
Something wrong with that boy. Something wrong with that girl.
He ain't been right since he came back from the wall.
He ain't been right since he came. He ain't been right since that accident.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I went a little country there with that one. I'm sorry.
Nah, but it's okay because it's like, we have to be able to talk about what it even looks like for people to understand. I'm sorry, if you get shot, like my wife loves watching the TV show Empire. And one of the characters was shot while protecting his father. And he went through PTSD from being shot. And it's like, anyway, it's crazy. But I say that to say this. Sorry, Marquis, please continue with what you were saying about your experience, because that's what we really want to hit on.
Okay, right, so, you know, I'm going to tell you guys. So I joined the military back in 05, and I had a pretty good mind for it because I was in ROTC. I knew the structure. I knew how to act and react. You know, I thought I had a good, capable mind to endure whatever they were going to put me through. So basic training was nothing, you know, pretty much nothing. Get to Iraq, and then all hell breaks loose. Understand, okay? So if you're from Atlanta, Georgia, we don't have rockets that fall on us constantly. If you are from, I don't know, Chicago, Illinois, you don't have mines in the middle of the road. If you're from, you know, something place, Nebraska, you don't have people shooting randomly all of the time for no reason all night long. Understand what I'm saying? There were times,
roadside bombs.
There were times where I would be sleeping in my cot and a rocket attack would happen or a mortar attack would happen and I wouldn't even move. I had got the mindset of, well, if it happened, it happens. Understand what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I had that one too. Yeah. Yeah. Cause and you know, I'm gonna interject really quick, because when we were over there, it didn't matter where you were. Mm-mm. Because you heard of some people running out of their chew, which is a containerized human living unit, whatever you want to call
it's
it.
A trailer.
You were running out, it's a trailer, but you were running out of your trailer and you were getting into the bunker that was supposed to protect you. But you heard of people that on the way from their chew to the bunker, they got hit on the way. Or when they hit the bunker themselves and the bunker didn't hold up. Or when the guy was in the on the toilet and he got hit.
Yeah, it didn't matter
he
where
got
you
hit
were.
Anywhere.
In Cal Sioux, our defect got blown up in Cal Sioux. Right in the middle of chow time. Blew it up. Whole side came in. The gym got blown up.
Yep.
You know, and so it's like it could happen at any time, any moment in a war zone. And so that's what you have to expect when you go to a war zone. Okay?
Yep.
But what you don't expect is to come back home and be different.
Because you don't turn it off.
And for people, yes, correct. And for people to notice that difference. Hey, man, what's going on? You all right? Yeah, I'm fine.
Nah,
What you talking about? I'm fine.
What's wrong?
What you talking about? I'm good.
That's what we call the denial, because you don't want to believe that you are changed. You don't want to believe that you're different in that way, because everyone looks at the people who acknowledge out loud, yeah, I'm not the same. Oh, man, you weak. Oh, man, you whack. Man, that didn't hurt nobody, man. That mortar attack that we had didn't hurt anything. Man, what you talking about?
That thing landed over there in the grass somewhere, man. That thing good, man. What you talking about? I remember one time we were asleep and we heard the sirens going off, and Knight was like, everybody get up. Let's go. So we were running to the bunker right beside the tent. We stayed in Tent City. And next thing you know, Knight's like, no, turn around. A rocket, it was small, had landed right on top of the bunker and just stopped. Stop. Stop right there.
Live ordnance, which means it can still blow up. But now you don't know what to do with it, because it's just laying there.
Just laying there. We had one land right beside our talk when I was in Mamadia. And they just put some white tape?
Caution tape. Engineer tape.
They just put some engineer tape around it and said, hey, don't go over there.
Don't step over here.
Don't go over there. It's engineer tape. Don't go over there.
Well, what's over there? Unexploding ordnance.
You know,
we're gonna get EOD to get it out in a minute. But yeah.
You know, and I think, you know, that started some of the PTSD issues with me, because then I began to have trouble sleeping. I began to pop Tylenol PMs like they were freaking candy. You know, I'll take 4 or 5 a night just to go to sleep.
You know, you've seen that sleep juice in the store.
The one with like the neuro and stuff, that stuff works, dude.
Yeah, it does work. You know what? I was drinking that crap like water, my first one.
See?
I was terrified of learning about, what was that one? The copper IED. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
That copper one.
So we're going to go a little inside baseball here. So the copper IED, right? Mm-hmm. What it has is a copper plate on top of it, so that when it explodes, the molten copper shoots through the armor piercing at the bottom of whatever vehicle you are, and then it explodes and expels outward with hot molten copper on everyone.
Yep. And it was going through everything. Every up-armored vehicle we had, it was going through. And my first 2 days in Iraq terrified me. and everyone else everyone else was moving to their fob on helicopters. Helicopters don't have to worry about that crap because you can't have an IED in the air. But
big sky, little bullet.
Big sky, little. But here's the thing, I had to go on a convoy, and I made a. I was so terrified because I saw the stories, I saw the reports, I read the witness reports of the destruction that it caused. I made a goodbye tip to my parents. Like, I don't know if I'm coming back, and I'm terrified. Like, that was real.
See, let me tell you something. He was a young college graduate with an astute mind in Iraq. I was a young go-ho, I was a PFC at the time because I didn't get promoted yet. Young go-ho PFC who was just like, screw it. I didn't make a tape. I didn't write a letter or nothing. I didn't write an email or call anybody. I was like, shoot, let's go. You know, if I go, I go. Because, you know, when you're young and dumb and full of cum, that's just kind of something that happens.
Wow. Yeah.
I got that from a drill sergeant. I keep using it to this day.
It fits, though. It fits completely. Yeah. But I, it terrified me. It terrified me to no end. And then I got to the our fob, and I was like, okay, all right. What are we doing? And then a mortar attack. And I'm like, okay.
I'm going to tell you, the first mortar attack you go through.
The other thing that can happen to me?
The first mortar attack you go through can be extremely terrifying. All right. And we're talking about PTSD. Yeah. We're talking about PTSD here on True Information. I'm Marquis Davis, and I'm with Grown Man. And I want you guys to understand that we're not trying to get anybody riled up or bring back any memories or anything like that. Because if you're feeling that right now, you need to go ahead and call someone, whether your therapist, the VA, a friend. Call someone right now to talk to them about how you're feeling. And I promise you, I was the one who said that I am not calling anyone. I'm just going to hang this out. And last week, I'm telling you, this just happened last week. All right. I blacked out, bugged out, and I ended up in the hospital. I said it. All right.
Sorry, man. No, you ain't got to be afraid of. That it happens to us. And what Marky is talking about, if this is triggering you, and usually I say the word kind of funny, but right now I'm dead serious. If this is triggering you, then I'm looking it up right now. You can call Military One Source. Military One Source is beautiful because Military One Source is for any veteran that has ever been within the military. Doesn't matter, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine. Military One Source is 24/7, and it supports us. And one of the first things it says is, if you were having a PTSD moment or any suicidal thoughts, please press 1 or something like that. And the number is 1-800-342-9647. We're talking about this not because we want to trigger people, but we want to get the information out there. We want to get the true information. if a plug is a plug, we want to get the true information out there because it's important to understand that you might be dealing with a mom or a dad or a sister or a cousin or a nephew or a son who's going through this, has no way to verbally express what they're feeling and does not feel confident enough to be able to reach out for help, though they need it.
You have to do your research. This can't be like it was when I was coming up, or when you were coming up, or when some of us African Americans were coming up, where people just brushed things away, such as rape. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll hit these buttons. I'm telling you. Okay, so one thing in the African American community that is brushed under the rug is incestual rape.
Uncles
and nephews and uncles and nieces, aunts. I mean, if you look right now, what was the thing? Little Boosie was on Instagram talking about how he has his 12-year-old son and his nephew that he pays women to come give them oral sex. That's rape. Yep.
That's not incestual. That's statutory.
It's statutory.
Pedophilia, basically.
I mean, and then if you look at rappers like Lil Wayne, look at him and how he has devolved with drug usage and things of that nature. When he tells the story of how he was, you know, having sex at such a young age, even though your body may be ripe for it, your mind is not ripe for it.
True.
Causes post-traumatic stress disorders.
Yeah.
Now,
go ahead.
You can go into drug usage, prostitution, because, you know, that's the only way I can find gratification.
Yeah.
I mean, and the same thing is with us veterans as well. You know, we go buy guns, you know, or we'll watch fight videos on YouTube. We're trying to find that sensation, even though with a negative sensation, to feel as though we're back in the war zone, even if it's just slightly.
Yeah. Or just not even normal, but not, yes, war zone, but it's because our war zone became our normal.
Yes.
Every veteran who's been deployed within the last 13 to 18 years can tell you, when they came back and they didn't have their weapon, they felt funny.
Yep. They'll say it quickly, too. Where's my weapon at? I said,
where's my weapon at?
I said all the time, I would be in my office, where's my weapon?
Where's my weapon at?
Hey, bro, you...
And it's like, we ain't deployed no more, LT. Hey, Captain, hold on, chill out. We don't, and like, I'd be like, yo, no. And then if I hear about someone losing a weapon, I lose my shit. I lose it. Where's your weapon at? Private. Where the hell is your weapon? What is going on with your life? Get down. Everybody, hands across the desert. Let's roll. We finding this weapon right now.
I mean, even things as simple as going to chow is something that can be related to a PTSD issue. Let's talk about this for a second, okay? So,
because the chow hall got blown up.
Well, not that, though, but every day you go to chow, right, with the same people.
Sure did.
You get back home here to America, you're not going to chow with these people anymore every day.
Nope.
I was on a 15-month deployment, okay?
Mm.
I knew some of my battle buddies better than I knew my own wife at that period in time.
Sorry.
You know, I'm just saying, though, it's the truth. You know, I told my wife, her best friend came down here, 2 weeks ago. And I told him, I said, look, me and your husband knew each other way better. And we spent way more time than we did with you two while we were in the Army. I mean, we were together every day from PT to COB. In Iraq, we was together every day. You understand what I'm saying? Working. So you go from a 15-month deployment with this person. You experience traumatic experiences, and you can relate very well with this person. But then when your normal changes, and your normal change because now you're not doing this every day, you're not doing that every day with the same person, you start to increase the effects of the PTSD because now you're withdrawing from something and trying to replace it with something else.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get those symptoms of being detached. Your difficulty experiencing positive emotions, feeling emotionally numb, alone, you know? And that's why all this ties together.
Regret.
Man,
it all ties together. It all ties together. And we bounced back and forth between the thought of military PTSD and civilian PTSD, because Marquis just hit on one part just now about the incestual rape, the sexual assault. Yo, I mean, how many people? Okay, so I don't really want you to answer this, but if you do answer me, then I understand. How many women out there either has been or knows of a woman who has been sexually assaulted,
and then by someone in their own family?
And then by some, like, and that's I'm not even going to play. That's like the killer knife in the heart, because your family is supposed to protect you. Your family is supposed to love you. Your family is supposed to be there for you. But your family knows that this one person has this issue, and that one guy at the or girl, let me not be unreal. Mm-hmm. That one guy or girl at the family cookout, don't let them alone with them.
Oh, that's just Uncle Bucky. He just touchy. He just touchy feely.
That Susan, come on. The baby don't need you to change him. Nah, Susan.
Or you go to the family reunion and you have that one auntie. Oh, you sure is getting big.
Right. There's so much. There's so much.
There's so
you know
much.
What? We forgot to say this at the beginning, but we'll say this now. PTSD, we're going to do a series. It's not going to be the exact same every time, but this show right now that you're listening to is a part of a 4-part series.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to lay it out for you all right now. I'm actually going to lay it out for you the next show that we do. But this is going to be like, there's so much to talk about mental health and PTSD and finding the right help and then using the right help and then maintaining. And Marquis and I were talking about this earlier, maintaining your battle stance, your battle drills.
What did you say? You said you, while you were in the military, you practice every single day these every battle day. Drills. 5 and 25. I can spit it out to you right now.
All right? Every day you practice a battle drill.
You know it.
There was a contact, assault, all of them.
Sniper engagement. The 9-line medevac.
All of it. You practice it on a regular basis till it became, and I'm snapping my fingers on purpose so Marquis does not edit out this. You practiced it on purpose so it became second nature to you. And now you have something else that is an enemy to you. You're the enemy of the bad part of not the bad part, but the part of your mind that is not letting go. The enemy is your PTSD. You need to know how to fight your PTSD.
And you can't do it alone.
And you cannot do it. You can't run a whole squad mission by yourself. Try to flank left. And
I'm gonna tell you, that was my issue. I tried to fight this by myself. I kept saying, I don't need to talk to nobody about this. I got this. I could. What? Man, please. Then I realized I was smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I didn't even know about that, bro.
You know, like, I'm just saying, you know, and that's the little things that we fail to try to realize and put, you know, together until you talk to someone who's a professional.
Yeah.
The first thing my psychiatrist asked me when I met him, excuse me, he said, do you smoke? I said, yeah. He said, I can smell. He said, how many cigarettes you smoke a day? I said, man, you know, right now I'm about like at a pack. He said, how much were you smoking like 2 months ago? I said, you know, probably about a pack and a half, 2 packs a day. He was like, okay. Damn. He said, you know, right now I'm starting to see some disturbing trends in your own personal psyche that we can adjust and we can fix. We can fix this. And that's what he kept telling me. We can fix this. And it was that little bit of hope.
Mm-hmm.
That made me brighten up. And sometimes that's all it takes is a little bit of hope. Yep. That little ray of sunshine at the end of the tunnel. And I know it sounds cliche and it sounds stupid, but...
It don't sound stupid.
I'm just saying.
It sounds stupid to the uninitiated.
Yeah.
But catch this, though. No, but you're hitting on something. I mean, and what he's really talking about is that you find someone that can help you make what is different about you manageable. PTSD is not a cold. It is not a bacterial infection that you can take some pills for and it just goes away. It is a condition. You keep it. It is there with you. So you have to maintain a positive posture when you're dealing with it.
Now,
that's why you need friends.
I want to say this real quick, that we are not professionals. We are just dealing with the issue.
That's right.
So you have,
we just hear a lot of professionals too. I hear a lot of professionals. I just say what they said.
You have two combat veterans here who are giving you their experiences on what they are going through with PTSD. I'm rated 70% PTSD from the VA. I just got reevaluated and my rating stood. All right. And when I got reevaluated, he asked me, are you receiving any treatment? At the time, I was not. I said, no. He said, well, why the hell not? Point blank and period. It says here on the Mayo Clinic website, it says getting treatment as soon as possible can help prevent PTSD symptoms from getting worse. They're not going to get extremely better, but they're not going to get worse if you seek treatment.
Yep. That's right.
And I've just come to the realization that I need treatment. And if you need treatment, seek it.
It's okay.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you guys that my life is roses and freaking candies. All right? No. Not at all.
Mine is.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you then.
Just kidding.
Whoa. Caught me off guard there.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know, I'm having issues currently, right now in my life. But if you seek help, you can get them fixed. And right now I'm telling you, a lot of the stress that I did once have, a lot of the anger and angst and the anxiety that I was dealing with is slowly fading away when I use the proper techniques that are being taught to me by people who are trained and educated in this field.
Yes.
All right, I had to get on my high horse there. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. What's your high horse's name? Super?
No, I think I go with like Minister.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, because I want him to stomp people in the face and I quote Bible scriptures to him. You see, that's where my mind goes. I'm sorry.
You want to ride the minister?
Ride the minister. All right. Ride the minister. So, everyone, this has been the first episode of our PTSD series here on True Information. You can reach the show at trueinformation2020@gmail.com. I do appreciate any of the emails that have been sent already. Thank you so much.
You got emails?
Yeah, we got emails.
You got to forward those, man. I haven't gotten anything.
Why would I have to forward them? You have the email and password. Just check it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. My bad. Also, grown-ass man.
Speaks.
@gmail.com. Yeah. Spelled normally. Spelled. With the Queen's English. It's all the regular letters. There's no craziness in there.
And with that, I am Marky Davis.
And I'm grown man. Tell your mom about me.
And we will see you on the next episode.